I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen. She's a dope queen and she's Potomac royalty. It's Watch What Happens Live at home with Karen Huger and Phoebe Robinson now.
Andy Cohen's got the 411, king of midnight fun, MCAC, on Bravo TV.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Watch What Happens Live at home from the Hamptons. I'm your host, Andy Cohen. For what I'm told is our last show of summer. And what a fun summer it's been. I hate you, summer. I hate you, summer. I hate you. All right. Sorry about that. I had to get it out of my system. My guests tonight are appropriate for any season. Please welcome Real Housewife of Potomac, the Grand Dame, Karen Huger. Hi, Karen.
Hi, Andy. How are you?
I'm good. Now that I got that out of my system, my next guest is a comedian, writer, and actress. Did I cut my lip? Oh, my God. Look, you guys, I cut my lip.
You're bleeding, Andy. Wow. I'm so sorry. Quarantine.
Oh, my God. Accidents. But I got that out of my system. Okay. My next guest is a comedian, writer, and actress, perhaps best known for hosting the podcast Two Dope Queens. Her new podcast is called Black Frasier, but tonight I'm passing the mic for her Potomac hot takes. It's our friend Phoebe Robinson. Hey, Phoebe.
Hi, Andy. I'm so concerned for you. I wish I was a real doctor.
I know. I do, too. I need Dr. Wendy. Okay, ooh. Wait one second. Let me it just... Has.
Andy, you have my mole now at the bottom right lip. I love it.
Well, when Lisa Rinna and Erika Jayne showed up at the same party in the same rotate dress, they were quite literally two in the pink, but I guess good things come in threes. Check out Phoebe Robinson in the same dress at the morning show premiere. Hey, Phoebe, you're almost a housewife officially.
Oh, my God, I'm so excited. I just need to open a restaurant. I need a business. That's my only missing link right now.
I got a room in Buco de Beppo that has your name on it. You know, Potomac fans have been lighting up Twitter over Karen's new interview look, which includes the most infamous Bravo Bob since Roger Bob. So, Karen, it is time for
that's
you
right.
to defend your Bob. I am putting 15 seconds on the clock. Your time starts now, Karen.
Honey, only a fabulous queen can wear a bob like I do and have a conversation at the same time. I mean, the hair alone speaks for itself. My personality just rolls with it, honey. Hello.
She defended it. She didn't even need 15 seconds.
Good no, sir. I didn't. I love my looks.
And before we get on to everything else, I have to shout you out, Karen, because we found out last week that Rihanna is a huge fan of yours. She was watching an Instagram Live that you did and commented and sent her love to you. You had to be blown away by that.
I am blown away. Rihanna is iconic. And what a compliment. I'm just so humbled to be in the presence of her mind and her, you know, her moment to take the time out of her life and just say, I'm proud of you, Karen. I know I'm bad, right, Andy? I know I'm fierce now. Riri said I'm fierce. I got the stamp, okay?
Listen, you didn't need any help in the confidence department. Let's be
Thank
real.
You.
In
Thanks.
Phoebe's new podcast, Black Frasier, she gives listeners advice on how to handle life's problems. And while she admits she's never even seen Frasier, I know she's devoured every last bit of The Real Housewives of Potomac. So the doctor is in Potomac. Phoebe, I have question. Gives the women your unsolicited advice.
I'm ready.
Here we go. Should Candace have given Monique the heads up that Charisse was coming to her denim and diamonds party?
Absolutely. Look, I've been there where you're friends with two people who don't get along. You just have to do the common courtesy thing, and it really makes everything easier because otherwise it's nothing but drama.
Were the ladies ambushing Candace at Ashley's dinner, or were they just trying to get Candace and Ashley to make up?
That's tough because I see both sides. Like, if I were Candace, I would feel ganged up on too. You have like six people just coming at you, sort of telling you how you need to do better and apologize. But at the same time, this was this thing that's sort of like hanging over the room. And I think Ashley and Candace do need to get together. So I see both sides. I don't want to take a side. Is that a cop out?
No, that's okay. Do you think Monique is a flip-flopper?
Ooh, I think Monique acts on emotion, which is the same as me. And I think that sometimes she can get, like, one thing can set her off and then she forgets, like, all the other things that, like, are good. So I wouldn't say that she's a flip-flopper. I just think that she has, like, major alpha energy. And sometimes she's forgetful about how she felt about a person prior to that one particular instance.
Okay, should Robin and Juan remarry?
I mean, why not at this point? I mean, they're back together. They're living together. They keep talking about it. It's like, just get married. I'll send you a toaster. Let's just move on. I'm sick of hearing about it. Get married.
Okay, last question. What preemptive advice do you have for Wendy about getting along in this group?
Ooh, I mean, I think my biggest thing and one of the things I love about Potomac is all the ladies are really funny. So she's got to bring her A game when it comes to jokes. And I think that she just sort of has to own up to when she's being messy or being shady. And I think she'll get along with everyone. But if she doesn't have the jokes, I fear for her because all these ladies are strong and hilarious and she's got to bring it.
That's true. Okay, well, this season, Karen's tagline is, honey, the Grand Dame doesn't repeat history. She makes it. But I wonder if the Grand Dame would delete her history if given the chance. Let's find out with Do You Regret It? I'm going to go through some classic Karen moments. You say if you regret them. Karen, do you regret hosting the press conference about Ray's tax troubles where you didn't answer the ladies' questions?
Absolutely not. I loved it. I accomplished my mission.
Okay. Do you regret making out with Ray in front of everyone at your 20th anniversary party?
Yay, nay. You know, I was trying to lock the gun down, Andy. I was doing the best I could, so.
Do you regret wearing CVS sneakers to walk around the south of France while all the other women wore fancy heels?
I beg your pardon, Andy. That was not CVS sneakers, honey. They were very expensive mountain climbing sneakers. And no, I do not, because they were dressed improperly and I was dressed for the occasion. Hello, we're climbing mountains.
Excuse me, by the way, just for the record, I was quoting one of the shady ladies. I did not come up with the CVS sneaker thing. Do you regret not answering
the
door when Robin showed up dressed as a pizza delivery man? It only furthered rumors that you didn't live in the house.
You know what? No, I actually loved it. It lit my star. It made me more popular.
Do you regret getting upset with the mime that was delivering Monique's invite to France?
I would have have liked to have met him later. So I was a little hard on him, but no, it was historical TV. So no, I don't regret it, but I would have liked to have met him personally.
Do you regret saying you were not impressed by Wendy?
Absolutely not. I stand by it. I wasn't impressed.
Do you regret inviting Sherman's ex-wife, Kendall, to your event, knowing it would ruffle Giselle's feathers?
That's a no. Giselle needs her feathers returned ruffled. She ruffles everyone else's feathers. Why not ruffle hers? No, I don't regret it.
All right. Phoebe, thank you very much for playing Do You Regret It? Phoebe, Leah S. wants to know what you miss the most about working on Two Dope Queens.
I think what I miss the most is about the wardrobe. Like, we got really cool kind of, you know, like African designers, black designers. Like, it was really cool to just kind of like wear Dapper Dan. I don't have a reason to wear that quarantined right now, what to go to the bathroom. So I really miss being able to wear like flashy, like in your face stuff.
Well, you look great, by the way, tonight. I appreciate that you dressed up for us. Well, last week, Monique took to social media to announce that her beloved parrot, T'Challa, had gone missing. Thankfully, America's favorite bird safely returned, I assume so he could come here for his favorite extracurricular activity, terrorizing Karen. So here to rattle Karen's cage with shady questions, it's Shady T'Challa. Hey, T'Challa.
Hi, Andy.
Okay, T'Challa, what's your first shady question for Karen?
Karen, whose relationship has the least chance of going the distance? Giselle and Jamal's or Robin and Juan's?
That Chicago accent on Shady T'Challa is crazy. Okay, which relationship is going to go the distance, do you think, Karen?
I think neither. No, I'm kidding.
Okay.
But if we go on history, I would say that Giselle and Jamal have the greatest mountain to climb, so they may not make it.
Okay. All right, T'Challa from Chicago, what's your next question?
What is your response to Wendy's recent tweets about you, including that it makes sense that your name is Karen?
Oh, my God. Well, first of hello. Well, listen. Wendy needs to validate herself. Of course she's going to come for me, you know? However, I'm going to steal something from you, Phoebe, and say that the revolution cannot be Karenized, okay? This is very serious, and I will not pick it up. I, in fact, responded and returned to sender unopened. The revolution cannot be Karenized.
Okay. T'Challa, what's your last question?
Karen! Since you thought it was disrespectful for Giselle to call Candace childish, who do you think is the most childish person in your group?
Of course it's Giselle. She's an adult child.
All right. Thank you, T'Challa. Fly back to Chicago. Okay. Phoebe, Fiona Q wants to know if you've heard from any of the celebrities in the I Take Responsibility video since you blasted the PSA on social media. That was that very earnest PSA with a lot of white superstars saying that they own their racism, right?
And they feel bad they don't have black friends. I have not heard from Stanley Tucci. Tucci, where you at, boo? Explain yourself.
Oh my God. Would you say that was an overcorrection, that PSA?
Yeah, I think if you want to be more inclusive, it's sort of hire people of color, support black businesses, like do something that's actually going to impact their lives instead of just shooting a video in black and white and feeling like you went to film school. Like you're not Scorsese. Like we don't need the video, you know?
Okay. Karen, Lindsay I said it was really sad to hear you say how badly you wanted Ray to say, I love you. Has being in quarantine helped or hurt your marriage?
I would say it's helped us because it's one-on-one. It's me and Ray, and it's really given us time to just have that quality time and work it out, baby. And that's what we're doing.
Okay, Phoebe, Tina H. wants to know, what are you most excited about your new book imprint, Tiny Reparations? And what books have you been drawn to this summer?
I've been reading so much this summer. I think I'm drawn towards a lot of fiction, Literary nonfiction and essay collections. I'm a sucker for anyone who can make me laugh. My good friend Michelle Buteau, her book Survival of the Thickest comes out in December. So that's the sort of thing that I'm really looking forward to. And I want to publish books like that.
That's great. Karen Kelty W. wants to know, why do you think Candace goes so hard on Twitter? Since you two are close, do you ever give some advice to stay off or calm down?
Look, Candace is a grown woman. I can be a friend and you know, just be, lead by example, but I can't force her to behave any way on Twitter. She does her own thing, and it oftentimes gets her in trouble, and it's very sad.
Karen, another one for you from Pat the Puss Honey. According to Dr. Wendy, you always say nice to meet you, despite the fact you guys have already met. Why do you do this? Is it done on purpose to be shady, or do you really not remember meeting her?
I'm always gracious to people, but I don't remember their names. I remember faces, and that's why I always introduce myself again. I say, hello, how are you? But I don't know why she's so sensitive about it. It's not that big a deal. At least I'm acknowledging her. You know, I'm not being rude. I think it's rude to think that I would know her more than I do. We're getting to know each other. I simply don't know the lady.
Okay. Shades of Mariah Carey. Phoebe has gone on record saying she owns about 10 wigs, and I'll never forget that time Karen wore one wig in about 10 different positions on her head. So let's see who these two think should come out a hair ahead in a round of Rate That Hairstyle. I'm going to go through some legendary Potomac hair moments. You two will rate each one, and because we're low tech, you're just going to hold up your fingers to show your ratings from 0 to 10, okay? All right, starting with a bang, Karen's iconic wig shift, rate that hair. Karen gives herself a 10, and Phoebe's giving it a 6.
I gave it a 10 because...
All right.
I'm with you. Phoebe, look, it started my hairline with RPG show. I'm just saying, it led to a business, so it's a 10.
Yeah. All right. How about Monique's big braided updo? What do we give this? Phoebe, what's your rating for this?
An 8.
Give it a 8. Very good.
It's very like Kelly Rowland music video. I like the vibes. Yeah.
Okay, Karen, how about you?
I love it. It's a 9.
A 9. All right. Okay, how about Giselle's season 1 brightly highlighted bangs? All right. Phoebe, what do you think? A 1. Wow. All right. Karen, where are you going with this? Karen loves this.
I'm going to have to, and no shade, but it's a 0 because the bang ate her forehead. 0.
No shade, but the bang ate her face. Okay, what about Ashley's voluminous curls, which Giselle shadily compared to a big bush? What do we give that, Phoebe?
You know what? I'm wearing big curls, so I want to support. I'm going to give it a 7. I'm going to be team big hair.
Yeah. That's kind, Karen.
I'm going to give it a 10 because that's her natural hair. And Giselle wish she could rock some natural hair like that. Hello. It's a 10. It's her
All
hair.
All right. Okay. What about Robin's swooped bang blonde bob?
Okay.
Phoebe.
I'm going for a 9. I love this look. Like, this is something that Mary J. Blige would wear. I'm getting all the feels. I love it.
Karen.
And I'm going to give her a 9 because Robin is a beautiful woman. She can rock long and short, and she looks fabulous there. That's a 9.
Okay, we have 2 more. Candace's straight and shoulder length bob. Both of you hold up your opinions. Phoebe, what do you think?
I'm going to go an 8.
An 8?
I think it's good.
And I'm sorry, Karen is giving us a 7, okay? And last up, we have one from Karen. Karen's exaggerated curly bangs. Phoebe, what do you think? Is Karen on top here?
I bow down to the Grand Dame. I bow down to
giving
the
her a 10?
It's a 10. I'm giving it a 10.
Wow, Karen.
She's so kind. She's so kind, but I gotta go 5.
All right.
That was a bad hair day.
Okay, there
you
go.
Bad hair day.
Karen, I'm so grateful that Potomac is finally on and everybody's loving it so much. So thanks everybody for your patience. with that. Karen, Sydney H. said, since Giselle is still getting a lot of hate from some of the other ladies about her rental house, what is your opinion on it? Also, since there have been many discussions about your living space.
I'm very proud of Giselle's $900,000 renovated barn. I'm happy for her. And I'm also happy that she's in Bethesda, not Potomac. So we're not that close right now. But it's a $900,000.
Okay. Is Bethesda inferior to Potomac?
No, it's very nice. It's very nice. I'm just saying she often says she's in Potomac, and she's not. She's in Bethesda.
All right.
She's never been in Potomac.
Okay.
Okay? No shame. Never. It's just true.
Okay. Okay. All right.
All right.
Okay. Well, in the clubhouse, we always love a good read, as you can see. So for tonight's Moment of Mazel, Phoebe's going to shout out some of her favorite Black authors that we should all get into. Give me some book recommendations, Phoebe. I'm going on vacation.
Okay, I have three. The first one is by Leah Johnson. It's called You Should See Me in a Crown. It's a YA novel about a young queer Black girl, and it's so romantic. It's about prom. I love it. The second one is I'm Still Here by Austin Channing Brown, and that's really talking about race relations in America, which we all need to learn more about. And finally, I want to shout out Wow, No Thank You by one of my favorite essayists, Samantha Irby. It's laugh out loud funny. Go get it now.
All right. Thank you for that. Those are great recommendations. I want to thank Karen and Phoebe for being here. We have a fun game that we're going to play on the after show on Twitter right now. So join us there. We are on break until after Labor Day. We'll see you September 8th. Thanks for watching us all summer from the Hamptons. Good night.
Megan, it's hot, it's summer, and we are still stuck at home.
And your problem with that is, you know what I love to do from the comfort of my own home?
What's that?
I like to binge watch Bravo shows.
And now you can watch some of your favorite Bravo shows, including full seasons on Peacock.
Peacock is NBC Universal's new streaming service, and it's chock full of Bravo content.
You can stream full seasons of Below Deck, Below Deck Med, Southern Charm, and The Real Housewives of Dallas today.
You can learn more at peacocktv.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
All right, we got Karen Huger from the Housewives of Potomac. We got Phoebe Robinson. Her podcast, Black Frasier, is available now wherever you listen to podcasts. Karen, IDK, wants to know, we know Rihanna has tuned into your iconic Instagram Live, but has she slid into your DMs? Can we expect a Fenty and La Dame collab in the future?
You know, only the gods know that, but even if she slipped into my DM, I would be very respectful and not share that because that would be a private moment and that would be between she and I.
Very good. Smart. David, or Phoebe, David C. texted, have you kept in touch with Julia Roberts after she taught you to swim?
We kept in touch for a little bit when sending each other, you know, happy birthday texts. And she's always so lovely and delightful. I enjoy her so much.
Karen, Kaylin V said, what's your relationship like with Michael Darby this season? Did fatherhood change him and how?
You know, I saw Michael briefly, but to be honest, I felt like this fatherhood thing looked really good on Michael. And I was more focused on baby Dean. I love the baby. He's a good baby and just such a great spirit. So, yeah. But it's been good for Michael.
Karen, Natalie G wants to know if you felt like Candace had the right intentions in coming to Ashley's dinner that Monique and Giselle hosted.
Oh, absolutely. I thought she did have the right intentions when she came because I was with her when she got the phone call. And she asked the questions, you know, is this a good move? And I thought it was, and she wanted to make sure it was received well, because it was about baby Dean and she didn't want it to turn into something else. And the celebration
Very
for Ashley.
Good. Well, Karen said that Potomac put her on a pedestal, so I hope she has a clear view of all the other housewife cities from up there, because she's about to say if the behavior in their neck of the woods is socially acceptable with Ooh. La dame or la don't. Okay, over on Ooh. Roni, would seeing your girlfriend doing a raunchy dance at your birthday party ruin your party?
No, la dame. La dame.
Okay. Would you force all your friends to pony up $100 for your birthday so you could buy a new Gucci bag?
That's a la don't. La don't.
Okay. Is it acceptable to repeatedly bring up your friend's arrest and mugshot?
Once is enough. La don't.
Once is enough. Okay. Over in Potomac, would you get back with your ex if he cheated on you like both Giselle and Robin have done?
That's not fair. They're separate situations. I'd give Juan a shot, but I would, you know, I can only pray for Giselle.
You can only pray for Giselle. Phoebe, what's your opinion there?
I think it's tough. I do really feel like, you know, Robin and Juan, they just have like this connection and they're meant to be together. And I'm just not sure about Giselle's situation yet. Like, I think she really wants to make it work and get the family back together. But I don't know. I'm on the fence.
Okay. What,
Phoebe, you ain't the only one on the fence. We all in shock.
Is it appropriate to start drama at an event for a baby?
La don't.
No.
It's about
hey,
the baby.
Phoebe, what was your reaction to the cash bar at the 1 year anniversary party?
You know, I just feel like if you're going to invite everyone out to celebrate your anniversary and it's only been a year and everyone just came and gave you gifts for your wedding, like you cover all the drinks. Like, why am I paying for my tequila? I'm going to stay home.
Karen, you agree?
You know what? Each his own. You know, I was shocked, but that was her choice. And she's trying to buy a house. She's trying to save up. So I'm on the fence with that.
All right. Very good. Well, I'm going to leave it there. I want to thank both of you for hanging out with us tonight. So great to see you both. And I hope to see you soon in person.
Thank you.
Likewise. I love you.
I can't wait to see you. Bye-bye.
Miss you, Karen. Bye. Everybody listen to Pat Frazier. Available now wherever you listen to podcasts.
Bye, Karen.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.
Murder on My Mind, a new podcast available exclusively on Wondery Plus, explores the circumstances leading up to the murder of two young men and the mistrials of the man accused of killing them. Up-and-coming rapper YNW Melly gained notoriety in the hip-hop world for his shocking lyrics and criminal exploits. When two of his best friends were gunned down in a drive-by shooting, investigators suspected the young rapper staged the scene. But after not one, but two trials that ended in hung juries and new evidence that may place YNW Melly at the scene of the crime, his trial has been paused indefinitely. With countless twists and turns, Law and Crime covers all angles of the case and begs the question, is this young artist the victim of a witch hunt or a silver-tongued devil who's evil to the core? Listen to Murder on My Mind exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.